Kevin Hart is out as the host of the 2019 Academy Awards following a controversy over old homophobic tweets from the comedian. But it wasn't just the tweets that made people angry. It was also Hart's response to the criticism, including this response posted to Instagram on Wednesday.
My team calls me, "Oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you."
We are going to talk more about Hart's response and the overall situation. We are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Richard Levick. He is chairman and CEO of the crisis management firm Levick. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. What do you make about the way this was handled?
Well, not well, Patty. You know, there are really three options here. Kevin Hart could have embraced it and gone on the air as the LGBTQ community had suggested and used it as a platform. He could have resigned from the position, but then also embraced it by going on Don Lemon or another sympathetic program, and he could have shown his growth. Or three, he could have panicked. Two of those three options were good, but he chose the third.
And this notion that, you know, I'm older now, I've matured, I've grown up from these comments I made before, could that have been presented otherwise and worked for him?
Yes, Jeff, I think that's very insightful. You know, growing is a wonderful thing and evolving, and it's a great thing to be talking about. But you have to show the change. You can't just talk about it. So he's had nearly three quarters of a decade since those tweets. How about showing some of that growth? How about showing some of that growth prior to and then during this tumultuous period? But he's chosen not to show any of the growth. Just say, look, I've evolved. Isn't that enough?
Well, it's interesting because at the first blush, when I first saw this kind of the story unfold on Twitter late last night, I thought, oh, you know, so I thought to myself, when does the statute of limitations run out for stuff that you did a long time ago that was stupid, you know, bringing it back up? But then I saw Kevin Hart's response to that, and I saw that it was much more than that.
You know, Patty, you're so right. And the statute of limitations and due process and all of this PC activity are serious questions that need to be addressed. But that's also why the response is so critical. One of the questions we have to ask is, where is the Academy in all of this? I think since Al Gore invented the Internet, they had the chance to look at his tweets over the past decade, to look at his comments and his posts before the invitation. You know, they're addressing an issue of going from about 44 million viewers just half a decade ago to around 26 million. They're asking an awful lot of their MCs, and they're having a great challenge in finding people who want to do it, let alone do it again. And that means let's spend half a day and take a look at the backgrounds of some of the people we invite. And here it is, Friday night, and we still haven't heard from the Academy.